and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha!
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose.
Amen.
How does God transform a teenage girl from Hilo, Hawaii, into a powerful spokesperson, a self-confessed big mouth for a big God? Dawn O'Brien is a media personality with more than 30 years in megachurch, radio, TV, internet, books, and social media expertise. Mm-hmm. She's the longtime host of the Dawn of a New Day program and hosts on YouTube Watch, Share, Dare to Love. Dawn fell in love with Jesus at 14. And compellingly speaks words of life and hope. And that's why we're with you today, dear friend, to remind you about the love and hope that is found in Jesus. In Jesus, who loves you so much that he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ who has touched Dawn O'Brien will touch you today. Would you open your heart to Jesus and receive him as your Savior and Lord? That's our hope. That's our prayer. Dawn O'Brien is the President and Executive Director of Hope Foundation Hawaii. A dynamic speaker, she travels throughout Hawaii, across the United States, and the world. She's author of the new book, Spirit Speak, Pulpit Speaking 101. She lectures on public speaking in universities, Bible colleges, and corporations. She received her master's degree in speech. Dawn O'Brien, welcome to our show.
Aloha, it's the dawn of another beautiful day in Hawaii, nay. And first and foremost, e kala mai au, I have a scratchy voice today, just recovering from a cold, but I was also targeting to have more of like that Danny Yamashiro scratchy voice, the low voice. Welcome and aloha, everybody listening.
Where have you been, Dawn O'Brien? I mean, since...
Wait a minute, this is a one-hour program.
since you left the airwaves 3 years ago.
You know, if I only had a penny for every time I walk up to somebody on the street, in Walmart, at the grocery store, in the poke line, one penny for everybody who asked me that, we all could tithe billions to our churches today. I want to say thank you so much, everybody, for asking me, where in the world is Dawn O'Brien? You know, it's been just about 3 years now since I got had to leave 95.5 The Fish as the morning hostess with the mostest for his highest. And at that point, my lawyer, who is Duke Iona, we all know and love Mr. Duke Iona, yes, and his indeed. Wife Vivian, happened to be running for governor of the state of Hawaii. So I was helping him as his press secretary. He said, Dawn O'Brien, you're always shooting off that mouth. You're always saying you're a big mouth from big God. We need to win an election. Can I count on you? I said, well, sir, I don't have anything else to do right now. So we did that. Now, we lost the election, but we won a spiritual battle for the state. I honestly believe in my soul of soul, my heart of hearts, that that man, as well as his lieutenant governor, Pastor Elwin Ahu, we went to every island. We traveled and visited many communities. We salted the aina, every island of Hawaii, for mm-hmm. what is to come, for the battle that's to come. After that, God sent me out back to the wilderness. And I know y'all are Bible-loving people, and so you know John the Baptist went to the wilderness, Jesus went to the wilderness, and Dawn O'Brien got sent to Molokai, and I happened to attend a Baptist church there, so now I'm Dawn the Baptist, and I'm back to tell you to prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Amen.
I got taken out back there, and I joke about it a little bit, but you know, I went from a top-rated radio show and some TV shows, and rumor has it that it was one of the top four shows in the morning shows, even right up there with Perry and Price in the morning. And I went from about 70,000 listeners at the time, according to Arbitron ratings, to zero. I was on the west side.
To one.
Thank you, an there audience of one.
That was listening.
Amen. Thank you, Suzanne. And I went to the west side, and there's nobody on that side. There were no people, no cable, no television, no internet, no nothing.
Off the grid?
Totally off the grid. And I mean, true story, one day I found out, because they laugh at you if you have AT&T, and that's the phone service I have. I went out and found one coconut tree where if I touched it, it actually would get me reception. A true coconut wireless. I am not kidding you not.
Transmission? True. Transmission?
Thank you. We can hear you now. And so I had nothing except my Bible. And I remember when God called me out to Molokai, he said, Don, I got to have a word with you. And I remember when my dad used to say that to me when I was a Kolohe little kid, when he said, we're going to talk later. And it was never like, yay, you're getting chocolate ice cream and cake today. It was a bad talk. It was a correction. And I said, no, Lord, I don't want to go to Molokai. I'm from a third world country. I think you know I'm from Tonga. So I don't need to go back to a third world country. I don't need to go to Molokai. And he said, no, we're going to do this. And you're so recognized in public that if we do it in the big city, it'll be humiliating. But I need to humble you. I need to take you quietly to a quiet place. I said, wow, I've always wanted to move to Molokai. Awesome. Let's go. So we went out back there. And you know what? The Lord said to my heart, he said, I need to do a pridectomy. You started to get really proud of who you were. Do you remember when my prophet called you 1 week before I got let go here at Salem Media? And it was very necessary. I agree with it completely. But the prophet called me, and he had been trying to get me since January 1st. And this was about, it was Valentine's Day. And I was ready for the prophet to bring it on. The Lord's going to bless me with a husband and children. This is going to be great. Give me the word of the Lord. And he said, Don O'Brien, you're about to get fired. And I said, and the Lord said to me, do you remember what you said back to him? You said, you don't know who I am. I'm Don O'Brien. I'm the dawn of a new day. I'm the anchor of the station. I'm the reason why the ratings are so high. And I fell on my face before God on the west side of Molokai with nobody but deer and turkeys and owls to hear me cry. And I said, my God, why did I forsake you? You gave me everything. I'm just this little kid from Tonga who deserved nothing. I'm even blessed to live in America, and you gave me far more than that. And I took it and I dumped it out and I trashed it. And you see, God just said to me, Don, I needed to do this now because I know that's not you. That's the sin of Satan. The original sin was not in the Garden of Eden. It was in heaven. And Satan was the worship leader, and he used to take the worship of the angels and funnel it up to the Lord. And he took the blessings of the Lord and he blessed it down to the angels. And one day Satan took the worship of the angels and he said, I like this. I want your worship. And that's when he fell. Mm-hmm. And today we see so many celebrities who started off wonderfully in the church, singing like Beyonce, Whitney Houston, Katy Perry, Justin Bieber, lots of these wonderfully gifted. I mean, they have a gift of God, truly. But they go and they sell their soul to the world. Mm-hmm. And they take the glory for themselves. And I, Don O'Brien, am the foremost of sinners. And so I got taken out back to Molokai, and God did that pridectomy. It took about a year. And then God said, time to go back to the big city and the big fight. And I said, no thanks. I really like it here now. I like Molokai. Mo better, mo slow. All these people love me, and I can finally maybe have a social life and, you know, maybe have a family. And he said, nope, time to get back up and go back, because there's still a battle to be fought. I said, Lord, you know, I can be a demanding princess of the Most High King, right? He, the Father, is our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I can be a little demanding. I'll confess that right now on air. And I said, Lord, unless you show me, I mean, a whopper doozy of a sign. I mean, you better write it on the wall. You better make a donkey show up here and talk to me. You give me like an angel of the Lord to come and flash some fiery swords. You better whop my jaws because I'm not going back. I did my time. I fought the same-sex marriage battle here. I fought on the, for mega church for almost 30 years. I was on staff. I was on the Fish for 8 years. I've done my time. I fought for this governor in this very Democrat state. And I've done all the big fights. I'm done. And I packed all my things, and I was doing a false obedience. I don't know if you know what that's like. I know neither of these wonderful co-hosts would ever, ever have a false obedience. But I kind of have.
That might be a false statement.
I packed all my bags. I shipped them ahead to Big City. But at the end of that month, and he said, it's March, march forward. April, you better go back. And I said, but if you don't show me the sign, I won't do it. The last day there, honest to goodness, I was driving up to have dinner with the family that had given me the house where I lived. God bless them. Thank you. And on that road, on Papohaku Road, which is where the 3 Mile Beach on the west end of Molokai, there's nothing but deer, turkeys, owls, as I said, just wildlife. I'm driving up and I saw a tiny little lamb. Just one. It's not a flock. It wasn't with his mama. And he was just about that big and he was like glowing. I almost got in a one car accident, but for the grace of God, honestly. And then I wanted to take a picture of him. I don't know why I was going to take a selfie with the Lamb of God. But I said, God, you are just showing off. I asked you for an angel. I asked you for writing on the wall. You gave me your own begotten son. Yeah. And he said, go back now. It's time to warn them to get ready because the Lamb is about to return as the Lion of Judah. Mm. And it's time for my people to warrior up. Mm. Go back.
Wow.
She's back.
Dawn O'Brien sharing how God has spoken to her. Yes, speaking from the heart.
Wow.
Moments like these, dear friend, remind us of our own walk with God. And how from time to time, perhaps even right now, there are moments where we begin to swell. I'm not unlike Dawn. I swell. Perhaps you're in that moment where you think, man, things are just so spot on right now. I've got it going on. Mm. And thanks, Lord. Thanks. Mm. I've got it. And we don't even realize how far we've gone.
Yes.
And the Lord will do something to bring us back. It's in His love. You know, the grace, sometimes, you know, we deserve to be humiliated. But in God's grace, He takes us to the back.
Amen.
Like a loving Father. To do a work in us, to retool, to refashion, for a re-emergence. It's really a refitting that God does. Maybe He's doing that in you. More with Dawn O'Brien when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
It is grace upon grace, upon grace upon grace. And in the Lord, sometimes we can be so disappointed when things don't go the way that we want or the way that we expect. But indeed, over time, we look back and we realize, thank you, God, for doing that or not allowing me to go here or there. Because were I to go there or were I to do this, I might not even be here today. Amen. Perhaps there are some situations in life today that you're facing that you feel discombobulated about because they're not what you expected. God is still at work. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer, my co-host, and the dawn of a new day, Aloha. Don O'Brien with us. You can find out more about our program. If you're tuning in right now or caught the tail end of the last segment, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and get this program in its entirety for free. To find out more about Dawn O'Brien and what she's doing today, dawnobrien.com. Dawn, take us back. So you went away, but fill in some of the gaps.
Sure.
Why away? What was going on in life at that time?
You know, when I got let go about 3 years ago from radio and television here on Oahu, I got sent out to Molokai, and I did not appreciate it, and I fought the Lord. I mean, I just gave you some of that testimony, but in a brief extra, I told the Lord, you know, I was stunned at what had happened, and I felt like publicly humiliated because everybody knew I got let go. It was done for her. I must have done something wrong. And I went to the Lord and I said, why would you fire me? He said, sweetie, you had pride in your heart. And if I could fire my first king, King Saul of my own country, if I could fire one of the greatest emperors of all history, King Nebuchadnezzar, send him out to the outback where he clawed like a cow on the fields to eat grass, I can fire a small town radio DJ who thinks she doesn't need the living God when she's preaching the living God. And I was humbled, but little did I know that not only did God save my soul in that moment, in that crucible of testing, in that fire, but he also saved my life. When I came back from Molokai, I was diagnosed by the doctors here on Oahu with a hypothyroid. My thyroid gland had fired off. It looks like a butterfly right across your throat. And I now had thyroid failure. I'm not producing enough hormones. Your thyroid affects every cell in your body. I was losing all my hair. I had head fog. I was having, I couldn't barely function every day. I felt like sleeping all day. I had depression. And everybody's expecting the dawn of another beautiful day in Hawaii Nei. And hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my sugar pie. And I didn't feel anything like that. I just felt like being dead. Not only did I have hypothyroidism, which a lot of women, I guess I found out now, struggle with, my adrenal gland, which is tied to your thyroid as well as your pituitary, my adrenal gland had failed. And so it produces the adrenaline, which is the jet juice of your body, the fuel every day for your race car. And mine was on failure level 4, adrenal failure. I looked at the doctor. I said, what does that mean? He said, level 5 is death. He goes, you're too young for this, but I bet you. And he looked at my history. He said, you've been in media and a mega ministry with a mega church, and you've been waking up early on the fish. Not only have you fried your system, let me put it this way. You were like a race car that kept doing laps and laps and laps. You never even took a pit stop. You didn't do Sabbath enough. And furthermore, you didn't just fry out the oil in your engine. You fried your engine. Everything on your insides is shutting down and getting ready for death. And I was stilled. I just said, holy God, you've saved my soul and you've saved my life again. Mm-hmm. And I far from deserved it. You see, I realized, friends, that I was doing ministry because I loved the Lord, but the tone with which we do that ministry unto the Lord. He says, did he not say that obedience is better than sacrifice?
Yes.
But sometimes Dawn O'Brien and her fast and furious lifestyle of being a race car for Jesus and showing off, I was making sacrifice where the Lord would tell me, be still. It's time for Sabbath. Let the land lay fallow. This is a year to do less on. Mm-hmm. At one point, 1 year, I did 356 engagements in that 1 year of emceeing events, preaching. I would preach 11 services at some of the mega churches and for Easter or whatnot. And I added it all up. It was almost one event a year.
You mean a day?
A day, I'm sorry, yes, in that year. And so I was trying not to be still. And I said, we have very little time. I've got to go full bore. I ran myself into a wall. And the Lord never asked for that type of sacrifice. Mm-hmm. He didn't say to sacrifice my body. He said, obedience is more pleasurable than sacrifice. But when I asked you to wait, you filled that waiting time with more sacrifice. Mm. That was a key, a critical, critical lesson for me. Mm-hmm. I am grateful to be alive today. And I'm still on a path of recovery, to be very honest. And that's why I've gone a lot slower. People ask me, where are you? Where have you been? Can't you go back to the radio? Can't you get another TV show? The Lord has closed the door.
A word to a woman or a man today who can't get up or they're just slogging it through. And when they hear you, Dawn, say that you have experienced depression, you've experienced a change in the pace of life.
Yes.
What would you say to that dear person right now?
Fall into the arms of God. Fall into the arms of God, because there's only two options, friend, as far as I've heard and as far as I've read in the same Bible you hold in your heart and in your hand, possibly at this moment, is that it's either the devil or it's God. Mm-hmm. And the devil will take those disappointments, those hurts, those pains, those failures, whether other people or your own, and he'll take the kill shot. He won't just kick you when you're down. He will kill you when you're down. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He finds out your weakness, and he wedges his foot in there. A foothold becomes a stronghold, and a stronghold becomes a chokehold. He'll choke you out. Mm-hmm. But if you take your disappointments and failures, your tiredness, even the depression that I experienced, I gave them back to the Lord. And as you said earlier before the break, Pastor Danny, you said it's a season of resurrection. God can restore you, rejuvenate. He can take that which was meant for evil, all of my foolishness, all of my stupidity in my choices. Say, sweetie, I still love you. Mm-hmm. Come back to me. And we're going to learn to do it right.
Mm. Live liquid.
Yes.
What is that?
This past season, the Lord very loudly and clearly came to me at one point when I was in my bed just praying. Because when you're laid up on your back, that's about all you can do.
Yes.
It's either that or watch a bunch of TV, and I'm not going to marinate my mind in mass media, right? I love the Danny Yamashiro show, but not most media today. So I choose to pray. God said it almost audibly, live liquid. Now, Dawn O'Brien likes to be a controller of her life. I like to know what's next. I like to know, oh, I got a book coming out. I have this deadline. I'm going to go speak at this thing. I have to have this amount of money for a missions trip. And we can see how far that got me. How's that working out for you, Dawn O'Brien? Not real good when Dawn O'Brien's in the pilot seat, in the driver's seat on my race car. And so live liquid, he said, Dawn, we're coming into a season of high spiritual tumultuousness. It's going to be like watching the dryer. Things are spinning faster and faster. It's like a tachometer, a tachos. He says in Matthew 24, Jesus says that the birth pangs will get faster and faster. And there's going to be so much spiritual battle, so many things flying at you spiritually. You got to learn to run and swing the sword and duck and bob. As I tell you, live liquid. And right now, just today, I unfortunately saw the newspaper, and the Lord told me last night, pray hard. There's a suicide that's about to happen. I prayed and I covered every one of my three sisters, my mom and my dad, all of my sisters' children. There's about 12 of them, their spouses. And this morning I saw, as I was driving here to the show, that a gentleman in Pauoa Valley, he was hanging from a tree, 42 years old, and his 7-year-old son had been killed in the house. I'm not sure the circumstances of that, but the Lord showed me that was going to happen and said, pray hard. Mm. You know, I have friends right now who have gone, one pastor, he said, Dawn, pray for me. I had to go to the ER. I had 3 heart attacks, basically 3 things on Thursday, last week, Friday. I've been praying for him and his family. His children are choosing to go not just sex outside of marriage, but sex that is a deviancy. It is same sex with people of their same sex. And this is a pastor who's praying hard for his two children. My sister right now is going through, she doesn't know if she's going to go through a divorce. There's so many sisters and brothers who come with these special requests. I mean, we just heard Pastor Roy Yamamoto from Camp Agape. He's fighting the fight of his life to have one more camp this coming Labor Day weekend. And there's about 150 kids. I just read one of their letters that I took a picture of last year. And this young child wrote, "Lord, please forgive me. Please help me to forgive my parents for getting me hooked on drugs and for using me to run the drugs and do their errands. And please help me to forgive them when they didn't come and pick me up when I got arrested from the police station. Please, I don't want to go back to DH, detention hall. Lord, and also please forgive me for all the times I tried to kill myself. And Lord, please help me to forgive. Ask my grandma for forgiveness," was her last line. Young lady about 13 years old when she wrote that last year. There's so much going on right now in all of our lives. Your life, Danny, your life, Suzanne, my life, my sisters, Chaz on tie, our wonderful board operator back there. Every single ear and heart listening right now, the Lord knows that you are going through a tremendous amount of persecution. We don't even have to talk about wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes and famines. I'm talking about trying to pay bills at the end of this month. Half of Hawaii doesn't have a slush fund of any kind. If they get into an accident, have to fix a car, pay a hospital bill, almost half of us couldn't cover that. We're going to have to go ask auntie or sister. And so we're all struggling with bills. We're struggling with our marriages. We're struggling with our kids. We're struggling with our jobs. The devil's on a rampage. Live liquid means to have the sword ready at my side so that I can minister and encourage and speak life into the many people who are listening right now, and then to train up an army. We've got to arm the army of God. And in Revelations 19, it says, "The word of God by a sharp sword out of his mouth slay the nations." That means we got to get ready to speak the word of God.
Suzanne, I'm listening to Don O'Brien speak, and I say to myself, remind her to take very good care of herself.
Amen.
So she can continue on this dynamic ministry. There is a very unique place that the Lord has for you here, a voice that you have been given, a platform that you have in your life.
Well, and Don, I want to be sure you know how many of your listeners were devastated when you left. It was a lot.
Thank you, sister.
And this is a new era, a new season. And you come back with a greater wisdom, greater working of God's grace on the inside. And see, it's a testament not only of Dawn, but it's a testament that relates to each of us. My friend, today, sometimes when we feel like we're being put on the shelf, or like, put it this way. If you want to shoot an arrow, and you want to shoot it further than you shot it before, what do you have to do? You have to pull back, and you have to pull back even more. And sometimes God does that in our lives. Maybe you're in that pullback season right now. Make no mistake about it. The Lord is getting ready to relaunch, to reshoot further, stronger, more effective. Don O'Brien, Suzanne Maher, myself, we're here just to link arms with you, to hold hands with you, as it were, to remind you that God is moving.
Amen.
God is still at work.
Yes.
He doesn't want it only for a short period of time. Perhaps he wants to use you for many, many, many years with greater efficiency and greater impact.
And he loves us
so hold fast.
Much.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
I'm looking at a book here entitled Spirit Speak, Pulpit Speaking 101, written by Don O'Brien. The back of the book, Spirit Speak, is an answer to that 911 prayer. God's greatest gift is communication, the gift of sharing oneself. Spirit Speak, a new book by Don O'Brien. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show here. Danny Yamashiro with Suzanne Maurer and Don O'Brien. Thanks for joining with us today. You sharing in your time with us means so much to us. You're as much a blessing to us as we hope we are to you in the grace of God. You can find out more about our program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And Don O'Brien? Well, check out Don O'Brien at donobrien.com. Why? Why did God inspire you? Or how did God inspire you to write Spirit Speak?
Well, and thank you for asking that question and saying it in that way. Why did God inspire you? And when I logged this book, when I wrote down the words, I really prayed hard that it would be as the Bible was written, which is the inspired word of God, that those men who wrote the different books were all listening and just basically scribes. They were just the recorders. So I have taught public speaking at the University of Hawaii system for many years and then at the Bible College here at Pacific Rim Bible College. I also do a lot of training for corporations, like I taught down at the McDonald's Corporation in downtown Honolulu for all their vice presidents and people. Do you want fries with that? Do you want fries with that? It just has to be that clear. And sometimes it's not. But, you know, with all due love and respect, people, the number one fear in life is public speaking. Number one, which means number two is death. That comes. And so when I would teach at UH, I used to tell my students, you'd rather die outside in the hallway than come inside and give your speech today. Yeah, Miss O'Brien. So what? I can take the F. And I was like, no, you may not take the F. Get inside. You're going to do the speech today. Because public speaking is a big part of life. And then worse than public speaking is pulpit speaking. And that's speaking for God. And you know this, friend listening, when they say, oh, could you pray today? Could you pray for the meal? man, that's one of the worst scrap times at the family table. No, I don't want to say the prayer. No, you say the prayer. No, Dad, you say the prayer. You're the man. It's just like, dudes, could we pray?
So, I'm hungry.
Right? I'm half Polynesian. I eat for your survival. You might want me to eat real soon. So go ahead and pray before I get hangry. So it's, can you pray today? Can you share your testimony this weekend? Could you tell me what you think about God? Because pulpit speaking, it doesn't just happen when you're up at a pulpit in front of a church. It happens when you're sitting in your car with a friend who's riding with you to work or back. It happens in an elevator when you've got 27 stories to get to your story. And the guy looks at you and says, how come your shirt says, what got God? It happens in the grocery line. So a pulpit is an open heart and an open mind to the Word of God. And too many times we Christians just gape like guppies when somebody asks us to speak on behalf of the living God. We feel we are not worthy. And yet 1 Peter says, speak boldly as if God himself were preaching through you, because he is. The Spirit of God in your heart will give you the right words. Does he not promise that? And so that was the inspiration of this book, Spirit Speak. It's going to be releasing tomorrow, this weekend, at a women's conference. We're going to preview that. I have a few copies. I did print it through the prison industry system, and so they're getting me 100 preview copies, and then we'll do a opening over at my good friends run Logos Bookstore, and they said, Don, we got an email from you that you have a book. You're going to be selling it out of the back trunk of your car. What, we not good enough for you? And I was like, well, I just didn't want to ask for special favors. But Carl and the gang at Logos, which is one of the last Bible bookstores in the state of Hawaii.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And they've outlasted Borders. They outlasted Barnes & Noble. I mean, they're fighting even Amazon.com. And I know all these good listeners are trying to support them. So watch out. Logos is going to help me have a book signing, and I'd love to see you there. But Spirit Speak is just arming God's army to be able to speak for God.
Pick one tip. We want a little taste of this. One tip from the book.
Nervousness is the wrong word. Nobody gets nervous before a speech. I'm gonna say this, it's very controversial, because right now everybody's saying, oh, Don O'Brien, I get butterflies in my butt. I get so nervous. I get it. Most of us do. But it's not nervousness. It's nerves. It's your adrenal gland shooting tons of jet juice into your body, because we were born in the beginning. God created us to fight or flight. And so instead of flight, don't run away from the speech. It's time to fight. It's time to be a warrior of the Most High God, and he's going to give you the sword to fight with for him. So it's not nervousness. It's jet juice. You got a jolt of Jesus in your Jones and your bones.
Suzanne, you know, Wonder Woman is out on the big screen.
Yes!
Now, right?
I've heard that.
I even wore my Wonder Woman attire. No, I don't need a costume to be Wonder Woman, but I do have the shapanks, these big bracelets that deflect bullets, and that's the noise it makes when the bullet runs off. Shapank.
I love it.
I was ready for it. Thank you, Danny. You're my best friend, next to Jesus.
And what did you want me to say, Danny? Pass.
Tell us about the Hope Foundation Hawaii.
Hope High stands for H-O-P-E is how you spell hope. Hope offers possibilities through education Hawaii. Started as a foundation by a dear gentleman and his wife, Pastor Jimmy and Diana Yamada Jr. They have a church here, Cedar Assembly of God in Kalihi, that ministers to the homeless. And as big as that sounds, that wasn't enough for Pastor Jimmy. He said, I want to do more for Jesus. Don, if we can get 7th, 8th graders in the state of Hawaii, because we have such great kids with such great potential, but they're not making the mark. And they're not making it even to 12th grade. They don't get to do the graduation walk. So you look at some of the schools here, and I'm not going to embarrass anybody, but some of the schools have like a 70% graduation rate. Mm-hmm. That means only 7 out of 10 kids graduate. And even then, those kids can't read. They can't do math. They don't go on to college. That rate is a much smaller rate. Maybe 3-4 kids out of the 10 go on to college. And most of those only go to community colleges in Hawaii, or rarely one will go to UH, or even more rarely, they'll go to the mainland. And so he said, we want to give them hope. A lot of these kids that we target, we're going after our kids who are in housing. They are either highly impoverished and they're ethnic minorities. I just got to go share in front of a student assembly at Central Middle School. And I used to live right across, right there in downtown Chinatown by the Safeway Polly Longs, right? And I didn't know, I'd heard a rumor that there's about 400 kids, almost 90%+ of them are Micronesian. And as we all know very well in this room, and those of you listening in your car right now at home on the internet, those are probably the most bullied group of kids in the state of Hawaii. And we got some big bullies in this state. I don't know if you know, I'm half Polynesian. We're the Mack trucks of the NFL. You get bullied by a Samoan, a Tongan, a Hawaiian, yikes. And yet that's exactly what these Micronesian kids are going through. So I show up. I had about 3 minutes to present a check that was from the Hope High Foundation for them to go just on a field trip over to Kualoa Ranch. You can make a donation to a school, and 147 kids got to get on a bus and for the day get outside of the city. You see, most of these kids either live in housing or they're homeless. They don't just live at Ala Park. They live by Iwile, Kaka'ako. We know. I just drove here and saw a bunch of homeless places in Kalihi. There's a huge homeless row when I came out of the Wonder Woman movie the other night, right outside of IHS, Institute of Human Services. Mm-hmm. They're lining the street. They're sweeping the street. Mm-hmm. And so these kids are from homeless and housing, and they got to get on a bus and go out to Kualoa Ranch. They got to get outside of the city. Normally, they couldn't do that. So I start, and I go and present the check, and I go, you know what? My job, I don't succeed unless you succeed. You all are Chihu champions, because I used to say that on 95.5 The Fish. Chihu champions. Every morning, we played Keiki Corner at 7:10, award the prize to a Chihu champion at 7:20. I took it to Central, and I kind of set it up. I was like, oh, let's hear if the Hawaiians know how to give me a Chihu. Oh, you know they get competitive. Boom. Right. Hawaiians trying to lay it down. And there was all of like two of them. They sounded like 200. Then I said, how about you Samoans? Boom. Samoans light the roof on fire. I said, and how about another group from the Polynesian, the Pacific Polynesian family, the Ohana, the Ainga? And that would be the Micronesians. Give it up, Chihu. I went deaf. I kid you not. They raised the roof. They blew it off that Central Middle School. They were so loud. And afterwards, someone else gave a presentation for about an hour. All those kids waited, and they waited in line to say goodbye to me. And they said, Auntie, we don't know who you are, but we really like you. Can you please come back? One little girl waited about 20 minutes, and she kept looking at me. I knew God was making a heart connection. I said, hey there, thanks for waiting. And she was sitting, and she goes, how old were you when you came to America? I said, I was 12 years old. How old are you? She said, I'm 12. And her eyes began to open up, and I said, yep. And I graduated, and I went to college, and God used me big time. And he's about to use you big time. Hang in there, kid.
Do you know why, when you hear Dawn O'Brien, there's some quality about her ministry, quality about the way she speaks. Do you know why you feel an endeared reaction to her? It's because, she has a captivating way. You can feel it through the airwaves, can't you? Through the internet, can't you? But you see, there's a dynamism, but it comes with a very tender heart.
Yes.
A dynamism that packages a tender heart for God and a tender heart for you, dear one. When we come back from our break, let's have a little more fun. With Dawn, it's fun. I mean, sometimes I feel like we're all over the place, but we're going in a certain direction that God is leading us. There's laughter, there's tears, and there's joy. A rumor or trumor? Have you heard of that one before? Rumor or trumor? Is she running for office? Well, stick with us now. We'll be back and we'll share.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Is it a rumor or is it a trumor? Is Don O'Brien running for office? You're listening to The Good Life Radio
She's
Show.
She got my vote.
That was Suzanne Maurer. I'm Danny Yamashiro here. Thank you for being with us today. Find out more about Dawn O'Brien. I don't know. She's going to answer that question. Dawn, are you running for office?
I'm actually running from office. That's the real word there. Thank you for asking. It's been a rumor and a possible trumor since 2014 when I departed from the fish. Immediately, I was asked by some of the Republican Party top people and whom we know and love, and said, would you please consider running? Because your name recognition alone would get you not only on the ballot, but possibly as one of the Now there's only five Republicans in the state house. And because we are SOS in this state, we are a state of shame. I mean, we look at the epic fail rail. We look at the problem with homelessness. And I'm not even touching homelessness. I'm going to touch something that touches most of our lives, housing issues. Mm-hmm. My sister today is moving back to Tennessee because she just bought a home where she will pay $1,600 a month, $1,600 a month. I'm paying $1,800 to rent a place here. She's going to buy a three-bedroom home, carport, yard, its own individual house. Yeah. Housing is a big issue. And so we've got a lot of things that need to be addressed in this state. And I wish I could run for office, but I've run from office for a long time because I think we have very short time left. And I need to just stick to the one thing I know, and that's the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for you and for me. I'm going to preach the meat and the heat of the Most High God for every living breath I can do. And last time I heard, they were trying to make that illegal down at that square house. So if I can't preach Jesus, I'm not going to stand there.
Yeah. Rumor or trumor.
Okay.
Did you get called for a movie audition?
I did. That is a trumor, sir. He sends a fast one down the lane and she swings and hits. I got called for the new Kamehameha movie. I hope they aren't calling me for Kamehameha. But I did see a lot of the guys on the news who are auditioning, and I would love to be cast as his wife, Kaahumanu. That's what I would like to audition for. Because the Bible says, right, and this is one of my favorite scriptures, greet your Christian brothers with a kiss. I'm ready. I'm very ready. No, dear friends, Tim and Dr. Susan Che are Christians, and they're actually the ones producing the movie, and I'm on the board. They said The Rock and possibly Cuba Gooding Jr. are also on the cast. I figure I'm just going to hang out. That'd be great. But they are looking, and this is in all seriousness, as much as I joke around, they're looking for real Polynesians to play the parts. And if you saw Tim on the news, he said, we're not going to cast Brad Pitt as Kamehameha, or Bradley Cooper, rather.
Praise the Lord.
Ea, ea, and imua, eo Hawaii.
Devil's devices.
Mm.
Explain.
Three devices. He's been using them since the Garden of Eden, and they're the most effective devices today. They all are vices that start with the letter D. And yes, this is a lot like Sesame Street. Number one, deception. He is a liar and the father of lies, John 8:44. And he will try to lie to you and deceive you. Number two, not only does he deceive you, he divides people. He divided Adam and Eve. That's where the great divorce started, that's still like a nuclear bomb mushrooming over all of our lives and darkening our lives today. So if he can divide you, then the oldest rule in the book of war, and that book of war is my Bible, if he can divide you, he can conquer. Divide and conquer. Mm-hmm. And we know that Jesus himself said, a house divided will fail.
Will now, not stand.
If the devil can get you to divide between a man and a woman, he's conquered your marriage. If he can divide parents and children, he can conquer that home. If he can divide employers from employees, a boss and the employees start talking smack, he can divide and conquer that company. We got to watch out for the divider. Mm-hmm. And we got to fight for unity in the body, especially in the church. Divide, the first one was deceived. And the last one, the one I love really, is distraction. He wants to distract us, because if he can't get you to sin, he's going to keep you busy with something other than what the Lord God wants. And that's where we started the hour with my testimony. I became distracted, and distraction is destruction, because if he can get you to look left, he's going to pop you right good. Good friend of mine, also first cousin, Pastor Joe Onasai, whom we all know and love, he played a season for a small little football outfit called the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not sure if you ever heard of the Dallas Cowboys, but they happen to be
all
right.
Let's say he was signed by the Dallas Cowboys, but go ahead, because he didn't play.
He got
them.
Taken out because he got injured. And he was signed up to play for one of the finest football regimes in the world.
His childhood dream.
Yes, and our whole family's still so proud of him. But that's exactly what the devil does. If he can distract you as a player on the field for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the superior, supreme Super Bowl football victory has been assigned to us from on the cross when Jesus says, it is finished, it's a done deal, you won. And yet if we get distracted, you're not going to play on the field. Mm-hmm. Just like Joe didn't get to play. Mm-hmm. And that's the true tragedy, is distraction is destruction, the three devil's devices. And I just taught that last weekend on Maui at a youth camp. I had young men who looked like Joe Onosai, big guys, football players. They could thread a needle with that football. They were catching one-handed. These boys, very talented, Chauncey, Keeley, as well as Dylan. And they came up with tears rolling down their shirts and said, Auntie Dawn, I've been distracted. I've been dating the church, but unfaithful to her. I need to get married to the church. I need to commit fully. I need not to be distracted. And I need to be about the Father's business. And that's a good word for me included, friends.
For all of us.
You talk about these athletes. Don, what is the ultimate generation?
Exactly as I just said. It's this young generation coming up, but it's not limited to the youth. You know, there was a time when we right after, I believe it was World War II, correct me if I'm wrong, but they call them the greatest generation, the great generation. Mm-hmm. It was my grandparents. Today, I'm talking about the ultimate generation is the youth coming up, but it's all of us, because we're facing the ultimate prophecies coming to pass. We're facing some of the ultimate miracles coming true before our very eyes. Did not Jesus himself say in the book of John, greater things than these you too shall also do? That is not heresy. That is not apostasy. That is a prophecy from the word of God and the mouth of the word of God. Jesus himself prophesied you'd do greater things than he did. And then we're not only going to see ultimate prophecies, ultimate miracles, but we're about to see the ultimate battle of Armageddon. I believe all the signs are in place. Everything is about to happen. And we must be ready to answer that call. So it is the youth, but it's also everyone listening to my voice right now. You're part of God's plan for ultimate victory. Mm-hmm. It's time to warrior up.
Mm-hmm. Your favorite scripture verse in this season of life?
Favorite scripture verse hasn't been a warrior up scripture verse. It's been be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. Mm-hmm. I've been forced to take the Sabbath, but rest is a part of war. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you are well rested, you become well ready for war.
Sometimes Jamie tells me, she'll hear the tone in my voice. She'll see I'm getting a bit twitchy. She says, hun, you need to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we need that. Well, not sometimes. We need that regularly, don't we, Dawn? Mm-hmm. That rest.
Absolutely.
Sometimes those closest to us are able to see when we're going off the rails, so to speak. A parting shot, Dawn, to someone today who's going through a rough time, warring up, warrioring up. They'd like to do that, but something's holding them back. Mm. They might not even know what it is. A word of encouragement for them.
Let me tell you right now, friend, as someone who's been in that pit of the valley of the shadow of death, that the devil is the world's greatest loser and liar. Let me say that again so that you receive it in your heart and your spirit, man, and your spirit, woman. The devil is the world's greatest loser and liar. He's about to lose everything, but he's trying to drag down your spirit. Don't let him have one little pinky hold on you, because a foothold is a stronghold, and a stronghold is a chokehold. Don't let him take you out. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the host of heaven's armies has commissioned and assigned not just all of the angels and the armies to come for you. He sent his only begotten Son, who died, defeated death, hell, sin, and the devil, rose up on the third day, and there he sits in the place of highest honor, scrapping for you day and night. He intercedes and prays, and he will never, ever stop, not till the end. He is with you always, even unto the ends of the age. He will never leave you nor abandon you. He will never, ever forsake you or forget you, friend. You are the apple of God's eye. Hold your head up and feel that breath in your body right now. With every breath, that's an act of resurrection right now. See how your chest rose up? Not even the richest person in all the universe, not Bill Gates, not Oprah Winfrey, they couldn't pay for one more breath when their time comes. But God gave his breath to you. And if you're still breathing, he has a mighty plan for a future and a hope for you. May God bless you.
A mighty plan and a mighty word from Dawn O'Brien. Thank you, dear sister. Thank you for being with us today and sharing heart to heart, as you always do.
Amen.
Thank you, friends. May God bless America, and may America bless God.
Amen.
Insights, heart to heart, from Dawn O'Brien. Find out more, connect with her, stay in touch with her, check her out, dawnobrien.com. You know, God's timing, my friend, is indeed perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus, even as Dawn has, with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehoy.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. Luke 11:10, for everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Dawn O'Brien. Again, dawnobrien.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Amen.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.